Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Via Williams.
I'm Wendy Papazan.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. You know, many of you have probably heard the quote, "You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with," which is a quote by Jim Rohn. Or maybe the quote of, "Show me your friends and I'll show you your future." And yes, there is some truth to that. And as an entrepreneur, you often start with one set of friends who like you, support you, know you're great, maybe even have known you since childhood or university. And then you have this thing that happens in your life and you decide to become an entrepreneur or a business owner or maybe even an empire builder. And so I want you to take a second for me. I want you to close your eyes. If you're driving, don't do that. But as long as you're not driving, close your eyes for me. And I want you to imagine this
operating
scenario.
Other kinds of heavy machinery.
Yeah, or like, yeah, if you're
so
like riding a lawnmower, don't do that too.
All our forklift operators out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And crane operators.
Don't close your eyes if you're moving with a forklift right now. And so I want you to close your eyes and I want you to imagine this scenario. You're starting out in a new business and you're super excited about it. You're learning all the things. And if you're like the, you know, four of us here on this podcast, you jump in like wholehearted, you're in, you jump all in and you're learning as you're doing and as you're growing. And what happens with that is you are pouring your heart and soul into this company. You're learning your craft. You're probably working long hours. You're probably not going to the happy hours or the dinner parties that you used to when you worked maybe like a 9-to-5 job because you had time after work. And you're just pouring your heart and soul into it. And you love what you're doing, so you do more of it because you love it. And all of a sudden, you can open your eyes now without noticing, your friends fill the time that they were spending with you at happy hours and with dinners with other people. They reach out less, they start focusing on other people more. And then one day we wake up and our circle of friends is much smaller than it originally was. And I'll be honest, personally, that stings when that happens and it sometimes really hurts when you realize that the relationships that you've held really closely all of a sudden aren't there in the same capacity that they were before. And so then you start to look to replace those relationships with other people, which presents a whole other set of opportunities and challenges. And oftentimes, you know, we as empire builders don't even realize that this is happening because we are so busy working and building and doing that this happens slowly and then it happens suddenly.
Yeah, that's so true, Seychelle. And I don't even know that there's a turning point or a place where there's a sting. It's really, you just look up all of a sudden, you're like, wow, I'm pretty lonely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I found I've mourned, like I personally have mourned for like friendships that have gone like either to a much more distant relationship or a much lesser relationship. And it wasn't my choice. If you know what I mean, like my actions were my choice, but it wasn't a conscious choice. And like I have found myself, especially over the last couple of years, really mourning some of those relationships that I wasn't intentional about keeping or getting rid of. And I think as empire builders, that can happen a lot.
I mean, yeah, I think you guys know this story. A few people know it. And I hesitated sharing it because, you know, so I'm gonna be vague because I wanna protect, you know, something still in progress. But I have been hanging out with a group of incredibly wonderful women for about 19 or 20 years. We've mm-hmm. been meeting monthly. It kind of died down, honestly, to be like quarterly a couple times a year, but very, very close-knit group of women. We've gone through, you know, babies, pregnancies, divorces, marriages, you know, cancer.
All the things.
Right? Yeah. Everything, yeah. And, you know, I have devoted the last few seasons of my life, have been more heavily focused mm-hmm. on my career and wealth building, and I'm enjoying that.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it sound like I'm...
Yeah. But you're doing it because you love it. It's not a begrudging.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's a departure. It has been a departure for me, though, like just to paint an objective picture. And I was crushed about 6 months ago when I got onto social media. And every single one of them except me had claimed that it was a reunion, that they were getting together. And, you know, that they were celebrating, you know, getting together again. And, you know, I wasn't there. I wasn't invited. And I couldn't pinpoint the moment that anything happened. And it was... Sure. It was really upsetting. And then, you know, I had to ask myself a whole bunch of questions like, is this my fault? Is this their fault? Is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? You know, how do I feel about, you know, friendships having seasons? And I didn't think it opened up a lot of things. And I have been thinking pretty consistently. I've been thinking on this topic the last 6 months because of that, just, you know, friendships and seasons and all of the things we're going to talk about. So, it's a really real topic for me right now. And, you know, I have a very rich life and I love my life and I'm proud of my decisions. They were the right decisions for me. And, you know, I didn't feel like I had sacrificed a lot by this change of lifestyle. And I probably had sacrificed more than I realized.
Yeah, well, and with good reason. And I totally, I love that story because it completely resonates with me and some of the friend groups I've had in the past. So I understand that. Yeah, social media is rough for that. Mm-hmm. And there's good reason to keep your friendships. I mean, according to the Mayo Clinic, good friends are good for your health. Obviously, friends can help you celebrate good times, but they're also there for you when you're having struggles. They prevent isolation and loneliness, which has been so important these last 2 years. And they can increase your sense of belonging, help you with self-confidence, help you cope with trauma such as divorce, serious illness. And honestly, it's one of the, I think a statistic I read is that the best thing a man can do to increase how long he lives is to get married, because relationships are good for life. And men in particular struggle with this kind of leadership lonely. So,
yeah, for sure. You know, friends also play a significant role in our physical health, believe it or not. Not just physical, but our overall health, right? So, you know, adults that have a lot of friends, there's a lot of research that shows they have a reduced risk for a lot of health problems, which is kind of wild if you think about it. You know, health problems like depression, high blood pressure, unhealthy BMI. I was laughing earlier. It didn't work with me, but we are getting there again, ladies. But you know, adults that have a meaningful relationships to Wendy's point, adults who have meaningful relationships and social support are likely to live longer than their peers, right? And there tends to be a correlation with life longevity and the number of social connections you have.
Yeah. Well, and if you read that book, I love that. The Five Regrets of the Dying by Bronnie Ware, which I reference a lot.
Long time ago.
I think it's just a good reference point for your life, because she was a palliative nurse, which is a nurse that stays with people as they're dying. And then she had conversations with people and asked them what their regrets were. And one of their top regrets is, I wish I had worked less. And I wish I had spent more time with the people that mattered the most to me. And, you know, that's it. That's people on their deathbed telling you how to have a good life. And, of course, we all love to work. And at the same time, we need to figure out a way to have those relationships, because they literally will make us better, live longer, and be healthier.
Yep. I love that. Well, I think this is the perfect intro in for what we're talking about today, right? And that is, we're going to walk through some tips that the four of us are experiencing, are currently in the middle of, have experienced, as far as some great tactical tips on how to maintain and grow healthy friendships as an empire builder. And so we have five of them for you. And the first one I'll jump right in with y'all is to take inventory and acknowledge where you are. And I think you heard all three of us on the pod here today talk about how a lot of times this position you end up in, because you've been working your buns off for years, and hours and hours and weeks and months, you don't have like this conscious moment where you say, I'm going to stop and take inventory of where I am and the people in my life and the ones that I really want to be intentional with spending time with. And so this is like a note to myself, but I think it's a note to all of us to say, you know, take a minute in the next week and write down, you know, your top 5, 10, 20 people, whether they're family members, friends, neighbors, business partners, write down the people that are the most important to you in your world, spouse, right, kids, and write them down. And then I want you to go and take stock of like, how much time are you actually getting with each of them? Are you getting any time with each of them? And do they know how important they are to you in that?
Yeah.
I love that, Seychelle. One of the things that Jay and I did is when the one thing came out, we actually did something similar to this. And a lot of people have done this during the pandemic. They've really pared their life down and found it to be worthwhile and beneficial for them to do less and go deeper. Mm-hmm. And part of the problem, I think, with social media is we see everybody's highlights. And so we see everyone out there having fun. We're sitting at home scrolling through Instagram, where tomorrow we might be out with friends, right? And and that group might be seeing that. But there's always this sort of like FOMO that goes on. Yeah. But if you can do what Seychelle is doing and pair your life down and really think about the people that are very important to you. And, you know, I know, Via, that for you, you've got two sons, one who just recently went to college and one who's about to go away to college. And it's okay to say, you know what, these I'm going to focus on my kids these next few years and to the detriment of some of your friendships, you know.
And that is what happened to me. And, you know, when I was reflecting, in fact, that's number two. It's funny that we're kind of, this is perfect transition. and number two is time block and tackle, right? So go through your calendar, protect space for your friends and your calendar. So look at that and be sure that you're putting in time for them and that you work around that, you know, not fitting them in, because you'll never fit them in, right? Mm-hmm. Be sure that you're, you know, purposefully and mindfully showing up and being intentional about, you know, the friends that you want to spend time with and how you're showing up for them. But to Wendy's point, that was part of my reflection, Wendy, over the last few months, that I, you know, it's been a lot of work and a lot of family. And that has not sucked for me, right? I'm not trying to say, I have a lot of friend groups. I'm just one of those people, to your point, that has smaller groups and deep relationships. And when it came to time blocking and time tackling, I had to like face in the mirror, like to look at myself in the mirror and say, I was not putting them in the calendar. And it was feeling like a little bit, it wasn't coming naturally to do that. And so you have to ask yourself, you know, does this feel like a chore or does this feel joyful?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
And so we usually shove those to the side and we don't answer them and they just don't go on the calendar. And then one day you wake up and on social media, your friends are having a reunion and you feel rejected. And yet who rejected who?
Right. Right.
Yeah. So you know, true. Well, I'm curious, what is your time blocks for you, Seychelle? Like who have you put in your calendar?
Well, I can tell you one of, obviously, like outside of marriage and family.
No. I mean, all of that. I'm curious about it all. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, Nick is first and foremost on there. We've got, we had a date this week. We've got another one next Friday for our wedding anniversary. And we took a walk this morning together. So we have usually two or three times a week after we drop Quinn off at school, we're doing a walk in the morning together and then a date night each week. And then, Quinn, I have blocked on my calendar for time after school, and we go do like a mom-daughter date. So we did like crepes this week. And so we have like special things that we go do. One of the things, Via, when you were talking about that's been most top of mind for me is with my dad in memory care, we have to time block to go see him. And lunchtime is the best time to go see him. So at least a couple times a week, it's about two times a week right now, I'm going to visit him at memory care. And because he was so good at investing in his relationships, he's had since he's been in now like 8 to 10 visitors that have scheduled lunch for him to come see him. And so I was thinking about that, like, you know, at the beginning and the end, that time blocking shows back up. So that was really cool.
At Her Best Life, we're not just building businesses. We're growing our net worth, leveraging our platforms for good, and living our big lives. And that's what Empire Circle is all about. It's an executive membership designed for ambitious business women leaders who want more. More growth, more profit, more impact, and more freedom. This is where powerful, deep connections meet powerful results. Apply now at herbestlife.com and join us by stepping in to Empire Circle.
And then my mom now lives a half mile away, so I see her more in 30-minute chunks, which is cool. And then when you get into relationships, I have a girlfriend, Laura, who we've been best friends with since sixth grade. And we at least once a month are having like a long, she's in Austin actually. And so we have a long chat and we have like several kind of lifelong friends like that, whether it's couple friends or single friends that we work to get at least once a quarter to try to see them in person. But they live all over the country. And there's, I would say there's, Nick has like 11 on his side and I probably have six on my side that are that. And then our dolls, right? Like our dolls and our tribe. But it's like, as I think about it, it's the ones that I didn't purposefully, intentionally do. Like I have a girlfriend from college that I kind of mourned, like you were saying, via the loss of that relationship over the last couple of years. And it's someone I love deeply, but we just, I grew and she grew and we just grew in different directions and that's okay. But it was a very slowly and then suddenly. There wasn't like a lot of recognition around it. So that happens too. How about y'all? Sorry, it's probably more information than you wanted, but
yeah, no. Well, sorry. I'm just curious about some little tactical things, like you know, the one thing that you can do is, which is number three on our list, which is to double up on your time.
Yeah.
And, so I do a walk and talk with my friend Jenny every Saturday. Yeah. You guys know her, love her. Shout out to Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Shout out to Jenny. I've been a Jenny substitute. I've done the Jenny walk with Wendy. Sorry, Jenny, just one time.
Yes.
One time.
Yeah.
But so I can visualize it when I see your pictures. It's fun.
Yeah. So you can get a walk in. You could talk and kind of catch up. And honestly, it's such a highlight for me. The other thing that we've done during the pandemic, which has been great, is we started a family Zoom. So Jay's family, so his parents, his sister and her husband, and then their two daughters and their son all get on Zoom along with my dad. So my dad joins in.
That's
and
awesome.
There's a whole bunch of us for, you know, 30 to 45 minutes on Sunday evening. And honestly, it's been so great. It's just a placeholder. We get to see everybody's face. We get to catch up. We get to find out about how the weather is in northern Minnesota from my dad. And the rest of us feel really good about the weather where we're at. And it's just really fun. So, yeah. So there's lots of ways that you can double up on your time.
That's a huge gift, too, I think, that COVID has given us in getting more creative with how we're connecting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. And there's other ways to double up on your time. So, like, for instance, you could travel with friends, mm-hmm. right? I know a lot of people that do that. We don't typically do that. I do that with the dolls. We enjoy that. Yeah. You could do a book club. That's a great way to get all your friends together. You could have a play date. I mean, mm-hmm. raise your hand if you had a if you've had a play date and really enjoyed the time with the other mother. So there's just other things. Dinners out with multiple people. Lots of ways to double up. I know for us, having dinner together as a family is really important, mm-hmm. and we've really prioritized that over the years. And you know, so we're eating and talking and catching up from our day over dinner.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I love walk and talks a lot, mm-hmm. but I think that it's about time block and tackle, I guess, more than anything. But I do have.
I love this new phrase of yours. When did this? I've never heard this. Time blocking and time tackling.
I haven't. It's never heard that. Seychelle wrote it. Not me.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so great.
Thank you.
So good. Yeah, so smart. So good. Yeah.
Genius. It wasn't me. I can't take credit. No, I'm
not gonna thought it was a DHB or something of yours.
It is now.
But I.
Have a segue, but you know.
But we're going to have a segue. Yeah.
Via's younger brother, I messed mm-hmm. it up. I thought it was your older brother. I got in trouble for that. But Paul came to talk to my team. He was so nice to come and talk to my team. And you know what he talked about?
What?
His DHBs.
I know. That's a family thing. Deeply held
it's
beliefs,
a family
everybody.
Thing.
I got it from my dad. Yeah, I quote. Yeah.
At a certain point,
I stopped saying this is from my dad because I was saying it so much, right? But yeah. DHBs, we all talk about DHBs.
I love that.
That's like our thing.
That's really
like our
cool.
family lingo.
I thought it was cool. I mean, I was like, oh, I know what a DHB is.
Yeah, it's, I know. Of course. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I have like all these groups of friends, you know. Wendy and I have had long talks about this. Like, I am a tribal person. You know, I think
yes,
some people are and some people aren't. And I have like my college friends who I love. I have my childhood friends. I just have all these groups. And so one of the things that I've noticed in my life is that, you know, friendships go in seasons. And I know we're going to talk about that a little bit, but I think that when you have young kids, like at home and at school, you're kind of in a season where a lot of your friends are your kids, the kids, other moms and dads, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it Big is time. Easy mm-hmm. to double up. And we do that a lot in our neighborhood. I have a great neighborhood friend group. I have so much fun with them. So we can all have dinner together, two or three families, and the kids are involved, but they're kind of on
playing
a, you know, hangout. They don't call them play dates anymore when they get into middle school, right? Yeah. It's called hangout.
Yeah.
Or the moms can have some wine time, you know, the girls are putting on makeup or like whatever they're doing. So we do a lot of that now, I find, and it's really, really fun. And I think that I've noticed my kids love it, that Zoe loves it, that I'm hanging out like with the cool mom. Like she thinks like, okay, my mom's cool. She's hanging out with the other moms. And the other moms were like, this is cool that they think this is cool because we're having a blast. So, you know, we do double up like that a lot.
I think that's awesome.
I love that.
And I think it's a way too to celebrate the seasons that you're in life and to take advantage of those. So that's awesome. Number four is the flip side of this, which is that we are right here right now giving you permission to let go of the relationships that no longer serve your life anymore. And if you're making that list of your top 10 or 20 people in your life at the very beginning of this episode, and you're reflecting and you're all of a sudden realizing that there's some people that used to be on that list that aren't on that list anymore, we want to give you permission to love them from a distance. It doesn't mean you have to just like, you know, bash the relationship, but it's okay to have some people that you're just not as close with anymore and that over time kind of fades away. And I know we've all had situations where that's happened.
Just happened, as I said.
Yeah.
Well, and it goes back to this idea of focus and priorities, which we talk mm-hmm. about here. You know, you can't do it all, have it all, or know it all. Mm-hmm. And that includes your relationships. You literally just cannot have all the relationships. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. it's really about looking at everything and realizing like, hey, every yes is a no to everything else.
Yeah.
And so if you're going out and, you know, socializing every evening, that's probably a no to tucking your kids into bed or, you know, whatever that looks like for you. So it's just a reminder. We don't, mm-hmm. even though we think we can have it all, know it all and do it all, we really can't. And that's mm-hmm. just truly a recipe for burnout.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think in doing inventory on this, Nick and I have like done this a couple times in the last few years. And there were some relationships that he was ready to let go of that I wasn't ready to let go of yet or vice versa. And it was a really interesting transition to be able to like talk as a couple around like why the other one of us felt strongly about why this relationship was or was not serving us and what we were getting out of it and what we felt like we were contributing towards it. And it was really interesting. Like we become much more on the same page about some of those relationships staying in or out and being more focused with our time with it. And it's something too where my ego was still very tied into those relationships and wanting them to be there and having to let that go and really look at it from a different perspective. And it was super humbling and a really good exercise for us. So if you have a partner too, I think it's a good exercise for a date night conversation to be able to look at your list together and see what that looks like too.
That's smart.
Yeah. And you said something earlier about, you know, be careful to not burn everything down.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep the friendships that can go the distance mm-hmm. and also kind of bring in those seasonal friends. And I think that's where it is confusing. I don't know that I even have an answer, you know, to share with everybody today because I, again, not, you know, to keep going back to my story, that's been my question. Like, well, are they, you know, I thought they were the lifers. Like I thought, and maybe they are.
Same.
Maybe
this is my college friend,
And it's tough too, because if you have two people in a relationship, like I'm just having some ahas here where, you know, I'm more of, I love meeting one of the things I love about being in real estate is I literally love to meet a stranger and get their story. Like I've just always loved that about real estate. And that's why I don't like to necessarily go to big parties, but I love a dinner party because I get to sit down next to someone and I get to really go deep with them. And I'm really good at it. I'm a really good listener in the moment. And I'm genuinely curious about that person and their story. Like there's nothing, like I went to an amazing dinner party on Wednesday and it was just a reminder for me. And Jay doesn't always do that. I mean, he is a, he's also a great listener, but he's just more selective with his relationships. And so he tends to hang on to these older relationships, which, you know, it's his choice whether they're serving him or not. And
same over here.
And it's just interesting because I not that I'm always top grading, because that's not true. I have a lot of really long-term friends. But I just love the idea of maybe meeting someone new and getting to know them. And Jay would prefer to just sort of stay with the tried and true. So
there's, I think there's comfort with those older relationships too. Like you've, there's a shared history. You've grown up together. There's, you can talk non-verbally so much, you know? And so it's like, you're not having to start over and put that energy, that intensive energy into the beginning of the relationship that takes so much time. And there's that, I think too, like, you know, we talk about like when you get older and you've been together as a couple, you can have that like non-verbal communication for hours. Right. And it's, you're in the same room, even maybe doing something together, but you don't have to have that like verbal. And Jay is such a deep thinker. I could see where that makes sense.
Yeah. And I mean, that does bring us into number five really well, which is to thin the trees and, you know, find the holes when you thin the trees and plant new seeds. And Seychelle did this episode and I read this for the first time. I was like, ooh, you have me reading this one? Like, wow, because that's really deep. And that's a really deep
You are a deep
concept.
Person, Via.
Oh, well, usually we give you all the shallow stuff.
I know, Via. I know. That's not what I meant at all, friends.
Sarah, Seychelle, and I have a separate chat.
I know.
Where we're like, oh my God, that
this deep this idea.
That is not smart enough for her.
Chat.
Like,
no,
right. Switch her name around on that one.
You really should have that chat, actually, but no. Because I'm going through it. Like, I'm literally, you know, to use the same analogy, I'm in the weeds right now with this, right? Analogy, like pun intended. And so the concept here is when a forest is thinned out, new life, you know, plants and trees can begin to grow. You can have a little space for interesting people you meet at really cool dinner parties. And, you know, you never want to let go of that aspect of your life where you are seeking new relationships and friendships, because that's part of the beauty and mystery of life, right? And so, you know, if you're so full, and I'm visualizing some people that are so full and so scheduled out, I don't think they do have room for, you know, fantastic, phenomenal new friendships, right?
I mean,
even know it's out there yet.
The forest is so dense and the trees are so packed in there. There's literally no room for light.
It makes me think of actually our event, Her Best Life. It makes me think about how, you know, if you can carve just enough space, you know, the women who walk in that room are like, I need, you know, there's a pie wedge. There's a pie wedge here that I need to fill with food analogy. That's what I'm good for. Good for the food analogy. But, you know, there's a pie wedge here that I want to fill with, you know, these new relationships.
With a nice slice of cheddar cheese on top of the pie.
Reminds me
of what kind of pie are we eating? Are we eating quiche?
Apple pie, of course.
Apple cheese.
Apple pie.
With cheddar
pie with cheese?
Oh, the sharp cheddar. It's so good.
I mean, I do love green apples with cheddar, but I've never had apple pie with cheddar.
So
do you melt the cheese?
Can you visualize that?
Or is it cold?
Okay, think about how you put like sweet, you know, sweet pepper chili and stuff on, you know, on cheese. You put like,
Oh, yeah.
Think about
like
it. It's like that. It has to be really sharp cheddar.
My mind is blown right
this
now.
This is what just new friends do.
This is
Seychelle, they teach you.
This is why we never have known about this.
Yeah. And just to recap, this is what friendships are like for your life. It's like having a slice of apple pie warmed up with cheddar cheese.
Via's
on
the
it.
Sharp That's, cheddar on top.
Yeah, you are sharp.
You are. No, you're the spice.
Yeah,
you are the spice. Yes. Okay, well, guys, today was so good. We learned the five ways to maintain healthy friendships as an empire builder, which is take inventory and acknowledge who are the top people in your life. And you might do some sifting and winnowing there. And then time block and time tackle. Go through your calendar and make space for the people that matter most. Trust me, guys, this is a habit you will never regret. If you need to, if you're crunched for time like the rest of us, double up on your time. Do walk and talks, have a book club, whatever that looks like. Give yourself permission to let go of the relationships that are no longer serving you, and then thin the trees, find the holes, and plant new seeds. Seychelle, brilliant episode. Thank you so much. We all needed to hear this. So you guys go out there, build a big business, build big relationships, and an even bigger life. Bye.
Bye, guys.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.